Anyway, I feel very fortunate to be here, and I thank you for inviting me, DV. It's kind of funny, DV and I go back like 18 years ago. We both worked for a company called Kendo at that time. It's a wound care company in Massachusetts. So it took 18 years to get invited by DV. anyway, okay, the talk, the title of my talk is called Properties of Wound Care Products Made with Cotton Non-Wovens. And when I look at the brochure, I find out there was a mistake. The word cotton was missing. And without cotton, I guess none of us will be here. So I want to emphasize is my topics actually would center around cotton. And and thanks for the introduction of me by Dr. Ma. And JQ, he's the chairman and president of the Winner Medical. Winner Medical is the largest medical, should say, wound care products manufacturer in China. It has 13 factories. It's also a publicly listed company here in the United States. It's traded in the NASDAQ. together with JQ, we started getting into cotton non-wovens about 4 or 5 years ago. We introduced this line of cotton non-woven a little bit more than a year. And today's talk is I will go over with all of you the traditional wound care products, what they're made of. And then we'll talk about the cotton non-woven fabric itself and the kind of wound care products that we make with the cotton non-wovens and the characteristics, and also how do they compare with traditional products. First of all, about the wound care products, globally it's about $3 to $5 billion market size. And for the traditional wound care products, it's a long history being used in the medical market. And I'm just listing out some of the typical products in the traditional wound care products category. The dressing sponges are just plain sponges used for absorption, or also for wound debridement. X-ray detachable sponges are used when there's a surgery in a surgical room. There's an X-ray element, a detectable element embedded in this tough sponges. Laboratory, we call lab sponges, primarily used for absorption when there's a procedure. All our touch operating room towel is served for multiple purposes. It's like a drape during surgery and also for absorption. IV sponges during the patients in hospital when they have an IV operation. General sponge, purpose sponges, burn dressing, and actually there are quite a number of other types of wound care products I have not listed here. And I'll show you some pictures so you have better idea what they look like. This is a dressing sponge. Normally it's made with cotton. It comes in different sizes, 2x2, 3x3, 4x4, and different plies, depending on the applications. They all vary in the cost. In today's environment, especially here in the US, is the medical cost is getting higher and higher. So in hospital, they are very concerned on how to control the cost, even down to a sponge like this, because they use we're not talking about one or two, we're talking about millions of these kind of sponges used by each hospital. So if you can save a fraction of a penny, then for a million pieces, you save a lot of money. This is an X-ray sponge. This is the X-ray. Okay, in the middle here is the X-ray element. What that means is after operation, if by mistake a physician or a nurse left this sponge inside the patient's body, and you take an X-ray, you can see, actually you can detect the X-ray element. It's a lab sponge. It's very soft, very absorbent. it's a pack of five of the lab sponge. One point out here too is that there's a here, so actually you can see there's a X-ray detectable element. The same purpose like X-ray detectable sponge is to make sure that there's a way to detect this sponge inside the body after operation if it's left there by mistake. It looks kind of white right now, right? Okay, on the picture. But after it's soaked up with during operation, soaked with blood, you cannot actually see this. It's like part of your body. So it's very important, you know, certain things like that have an X-ray detectable element. It's a picture of an OR towel. Okay, OR towel actually is a pretty big business. It's used in the operating room quite often. And also, OR towel is used in other industry for non-medical applications. Like a lot of car washes, they like to buy this kind of towel, but they don't buy new ones, they buy used ones. So it's good for like washing, okay, and cleaning. It's still pretty strong, so it can last, it's pretty durable. So these are the gauze-made traditional wound care products. Now I'm going to show you some pictures of synthetic non-woven products. Here's a non-woven sponge, 4x4 made with rayon and polyester. Okay, here's an IV sponge. Here's an opening where you put the the feeding tube through the sponge. Okay, so these are the quick summary on the different types of traditional wound care products, and the structure that we use to make the or the base material for the gauze. For the woven gauze, one type of gauze that used quite frequently is called Type 7 USP gauze. For the gauze products, they are in the US, we normally follow USP standard. Outside US, people use BP, it's a British pharmacopoeia. The standards are slightly different. And in general, type 7, and I'll go over some of this testing for the USP in the next slide. Okay, but basically, it's a standard people try to follow, and for gauze that pass this standard, is considered a premium type. And within the USP's type 7 family, you can have different type of structure. The first letter here specify the size, and then the thread count, the machine and cross direction. In the old days, people normally use a 40, 20 by 12 as a base structure. But because of cost, people now, more and more people are switching to a 32, 90 by 9. Other than USP, also there are non-USP gauze with less thread count, so it costs less, but they are not considered a premium type, and they are used in less sort of environment that don't require as much absorption. Synthetic non-wovens in the medical industry most of the times are rayon and polyester mix. Could be 70-30 or 50-50. Okay, for the USP gauze testing, these are the type of tests that we do. The weight, thread count, acidity, surface active substance, starch and dextrin, water-soluble substance, ignite residue, fluorescence. We do this test after bleaching. And the idea is to for each of these testing, there's a certain standard that we have to follow. And the idea of this standard is to make sure that you have good control of your bleaching cycle. Other than the USP testing, those are chemistry criteria. There are some other requirements that we also have to follow for the gauze. Primarily, how do they look? You know, we cannot have any foreign particles, black spots. You know, the things that you don't really care when you say wear apparel. But if you have a white gauze and you have a tiny speck of foreign particle, it shows. So the appearance is very important. Hand, how do they feel? Absorption. In terms of absorption, there are two criteria that we use. Capacity is how much fluid absorbs per sponge basis or per gram of sponge basis. Speed is how fast they absorb. And there's a standard industrial testing called sink times. You put this gauze in a water bath and you time how fast for the sink. Debridement of wound treatment is how you can use your gauze to treat the wound. And actually for wound care products, most people prefer using cotton over synthetic nonwoven because of the cotton has certain roughness. And most physicians are used to that kind of fabric structure. lean and loose thread is important. We cannot have like loose thread hanging around when you try to treat the wound or during the operation. Tensile properties, foreign particles. Okay, bioburden level is what that is the bacterial level. It's a bacteria and mold level. Okay, so it's a way to sort of quantify the cleanliness of your product. Okay, so applications. You have the woven gauze and you have the synthetic non-woven. For the woven gauze, primary use in a dressing sponge. Some general purpose sponge, track sponge, X-ray detectable sponge, the lab sponge, OR towel and IV sponge. Synthetic non-woven came about in the 80s. So far, in terms of application, it's not as wide as the woven gauze. Primarily now used in dressing sponge, general purpose, and IV sponge.
What is the reason that it's not being used extensively?
Okay, I'll get into that later on. That's a good question. Okay, let's look at some physical data comparing gauze sponge and non-woven sponge. As I mentioned before, for the gauze sponge, you have different plies, 8 ply, 12 ply, 16 ply, and could be like 24 ply. Here, I'm just, for the sake of this talk here, I just concentrate on 4x4, and the thread count is 32, 19x9. The weight increases with the number of plies. Same time is about the same. Absorption, of course, more with the number of plies. These are some tensile properties, machine direction, cross direction. Underneath here is the non-woven sponge, 70-30. And we have two types of basis weight, 30 gram and 40 gram. The weight is about this 8, equivalent about 8 and 12. Same time is about the same. The absorption here, you can see this 30 gram, roughly is about the same as the 8-ply gauze. Okay. For 40 GSM, the absorption is roughly about the same as a 12-ply. Okay, you plot the weight of the number of ply for the gauze sponge. There's no surprise, a straight line. In terms of absorption, also the same, similar behavior. So we plot the absorption versus the sponge weight for the gauze. For the characteristics, the favorable characteristic for woman gods is highly absorbent. It's, as I explained before, it's good for debridement. Another thing is it's autoclavable. What that means is it can be used, you can put it in an autoclave and you can steam sterilize the products, which is important in the hospital. It has predictable properties. It has been used in the hospital for a long, long time. The company I used to work for, Kendo, and the one that where I'm, Dr. Parikh, Kendo, how they started business is from World War I. So they grew, at that time they just sell cotton products. And then after, I think, during the history of World War I, during that time, they start to grow their business. So you can see how, you know, all kinds of data available for gauze in the literature and the hospital. On the flip side, people do recognize that some unfavorable characteristics for gauze. Lint is always a problem. Loose thread is always a problem. And also, the cost is getting higher. The reason is because of the labor rate. Here in the US, that used to be, like, say 10 years ago when I was working in Kendo, probably four or five manufacturers of the woven cloth in the States. Now, I think the only Kendo now is called Covidian, still have a plan making woven gauze because the high labor content. Most of the operation have, the factories making gauze sponges have moved to China, India. And even in China, the labor cost is also creeping up. So the cost of woven gauze is getting higher and higher. we switch now to the synthetic non-wovens. To answer your question, Dr. Shawnee, okay, the favorable properties are somewhat similar to the gauze, highly absorbent. Cost is less, it's more economical. There's no lint, no loose thread. However, it's not very suitable for wound treatment. The feel is just different for the synthetic non-woven. And since I would say about 2 years ago, especially last year, the cost of the rayon has increased significantly. And many of the people here in the audience probably more have more knowledge about the rayon cost. I think right now it's about $2 per pound versus cotton. So cotton is about 1.5 per pound, or polyester is about slightly less than cotton. So the rayon price is like double of cotton. Another problem with the synthetic non-woven is that it's not autoclavable. You cannot steam treat. You cannot steam sterilize the sponges. Not because of polyester, because of rayon. So that explains why non-woven sponges are not as widely used in the hospital. It's mostly used with the alternate sites, like nursing homes, places like that. Please.
So instead of autoclaving them, so can they go through a plasma treatment, then cast plasma or corona treatment? Therefore, what happens? All bacteria and viruses, everything else is zapped out.
Okay.
Immediately, and then they'll be ready to be used.
Okay. In a hospital environment, and also in a clinic, in a dental office, the most common way to the sterile products is a autoclave, a small steam chamber. And that's most widely used.
Yeah,
and
also there are some plasma treatment for exactly for sterilizing the
yes, I that's equipment. Yes, but it's not as widely used as autoclave. Two, 3 minutes? Oh boy, okay, I think, okay.
That causes probably a problem.
Okay, all right, fine. Okay, thanks for the explanation. I need to hurry up because I only have 5 minutes. Okay. Okay, appreciate it. So you can see the traditional base materials for the wound care are the gauze and the synthetic non-woven. Each of one of them has favorable properties and also unfavorable characteristics. So the ideal base material that we're looking for wound care products, we're likely to be able to combine the favorable characteristics of the previous two materials. For example, absorbent. Has a natural cotton feel, it's good for debridement, autoclavable, it's not expensive, no lint, no loose thread, eco-friendly, low bar burden level. So this is what prompts us to develop cotton non-woven. Okay, together with Winner, we launched this product in 2006. We use a proprietary patent process. It's manufactured in a factory in China. It's made with 100% USA grown cotton. Yesterday, Dr. Condon has a question, a challenge, to ask people why we use USA grown cotton. And I have the answer, at least for my products, for that. We have tried different kinds of cotton in the plant to make this. And we find out we can only use USA grown cotton. For the reasons, it's clean, okay? It has relatively very low level of foreign particles. So after we make the product, after bleaching, that's the only type of cotton that will work. We have customers who, because we are, right now, okay, more into the medical applications, also for cosmetic wipes. We sell a lot of cosmetic wipes to Japan. And some customers, they use a microscope to check every centimeter or millimeter of our product. We cannot allow to have any foreign particles. And we actually have put in place like a computerized camera system in a line to make sure that there will be absolutely no foreign particles. And going back, why USA grown cotton is cleaner? It's because we think it's machine paid. Here we have, the way we grow cotton is a large field, okay? You have to use machine to get the process and all that. But if you go to China or other countries, it's not like that. Cotton are not machine picked; they are by hand, and you can have all kinds of foreign particles. Even with washing and bleaching, you would get rid of, say, 99.9%, but still we're 0.1% there. So it's not feasible. So that's the reason. Okay, and another thing is that we process real well. And so right now, 100% of our products are made with USA-grown cotton. I also want to make a quick comment here. So yesterday, there was a question about you bleach your cotton before or after the process. In our case, our pattern process, we use non-bleach. We use virgin cotton. And then we bleach at the very end. Okay, this is a very simple schematic diagram showing the process. You have the apron here carrying the carded cotton, and these are the head. The roller, and then this is where we spray the water jet, and by controlling the pressure here. Okay, you can have different sort of tensile strengths and different absorption properties. Okay, I think at this point I'm going to pass out some samples quickly. Okay, quickly here, our capability. We can make the normal fabric ranging from 30 GSM to 120 GSM. We have plane or aperture, white or color. Can make 100% cotton or blend. Our pricings are actually very, very competitive. And I'm not sure some of you may not know this, is actually there are non-woven cotton, 100%, available in the market for quite some time. There's a factory in Pakistan making this for the last 2 years, and also another factory in China also making this. But however, the cost is very high. They started with a bleached cotton in the beginning. And that's why one reason why it has not been used as widely as we like to see. Cost is a very, very important, very, very important factor. The applications, just like what I have presented before, basically can, and I'm going to show to you, it can be used to make all these different kinds of sponges. His picture show, and I'll pass along some samples, okay? The dressing sponge. Aperture is a bigger aperture, and versus this one is less open. And okay, why people want to use an aperture, or what does it really do? It's more for like appearance, or if they, for example, if people use like a gauze all this time, if you give them a plain piece of fabric, they don't feel comfortable. They want to see some holes. So with a large aperture, it gives them the appearance there's some holes there, but actually they're not holes. But I think make people feel more confident, more comfortable. Okay, it's an X-ray detectable sponge made non-woven. It's a pack of 10 in this case, a ETO sterilized lab sponge. the OR tile. Okay, let's look at some properties. These are some typical properties. For 100% cotton or woven, we have GSM ranging from 30 to 120. At the same time, absorption tensile strength. I'll show you some graph. Here's to show the sponge weight versus the GSM. All these sponges are made to 4x4 and 4-ply. We plot the tensile strength versus the basis weight. So funny thing happened here. It's the reason why, first of all, why we think the tensile strength should increase the basis weight is because you need more pressure to give you the thicker material. However, there's a point here is when you reach a certain level, you need so much more water jet pressure to get you the high basis weight. And by doing so, that increases the tensile strength. Okay, the same time here is about the same for all of them. You cannot see a trend here. Absorption capacity. Here's also another funny thing here. We plot the absorption per sponge versus GSM. And at a certain level, again, we don't, even with a thicker sponge, we don't absorb more water using that sponge. And again, it has to do with the tensile strength. If you, the water pressure that we use, in order to make a thick material, you need a high pressure. And you're compacting the material tighter. And that actually decreases your water absorption. Here's some quick data to compare pure sponge, pure cotton sponge, we call it 100% sponge, cotton on woven, with a gauze sponge here. I just want to show you here is how we can cross-reference. For example, if I use a gauze sponge, A-ply, to get the same absorption, from this diagram here, it shows that I have to use 30 GSM. If absorption is my major property, okay. Likewise, if I'm now using a 12-ply, okay, what kind of normal sponge that I should try to use is a 40 gram, because the absorption is about the same. Okay, so you can see it's a wide range of properties with the pure cotton, or should say the 100% cotton or woven, that we can achieve basis weight, absorption capacity, tensile properties, aperture, white or color. The favorable characteristics are no lint, better for wound treatment, very low bio burden level. The reason of this is because actually has to do with the bleaching. We put the bleaching step right at the very end. So after the fabric is made, we bleached the fabric at temperature over 100 degrees Celsius for like a couple hours. So you kill any bacteria at the time. And right after that, we package. So the burden level of our process of fabric made from our process is very, very low. Pyonema is a mold that's specific to certain cotton grown in China. I'm not sure I want to get into this too much in detail. But basically, it also one reason why we want to USA grown cotton. Okay, the cotton blend. Dr. Shawnee, can you pass out? Okay. The cotton blend right next to you. No, next. Yes. Okay. We launched this product early last year. Okay. It's more economical than 100% cotton. And primarily to address, there's a marketing need to replace the rayon PET blend because of the rapidly rising pricing of the rayon. And also it's a much more, the cotton PET blend is a much more eco-friendly than rayon. And actually my understanding is here, you cannot buy rayon. Nobody makes rayon here in the United States because of the environmental issue. The plan, again, for the cotton, you know, typicals are 70-30, 50-50. Right now in the factory, we have two types of aperture. Basis weight for this can be 30, 40, 50, or could be even higher. Compare cotton PET blend with the rayon PET blend, 30 GSM, 34 with the rayon. Okay, absorption is about the same. Tensile properties about the same. This is just one thing I want to caution you. These are just typical data. It doesn't mean that you know, you, because you can vary the pressure, you can vary certain process parameters to change the properties of your fabric. Okay, the superior characteristics of the cotton PET over rayon PET is more economical right now. Longer term pricing stability. One very good thing, autoclavable. Okay. It has better hand feel. It feels more like cotton.
As well as back strength can be better.
Yes, back strength is also better. Okay, we see actually a lot of application for the blend. All the ones that currently made with the synthetic non-woven can be replaced by our blend. So the conclusion is, we're excited about our material. We launched this about, I would say, a little bit more than a year. We have received a lot of customers already. We're working with a couple large companies here, medical companies, to qualify our products. So we expect our sales to grow real, real fast this year. However, I think we're just touching the tip of the iceberg. What I have presented today is just for the medical side. At the same time, we're also selling our products to non-medical applications. I mentioned about cosmetic wipes. And we also see wipes is a very good market for us to get into. And there's so much more we have to do ourselves to improve the properties of our products, also to provide a wider range of properties. And cost is another factor that we try to improve that all the time. Okay, for the blend, okay, for our blend is we we try to sell that slightly less than the rayon blend. A few percentage lower. Okay, in order for us to get into the market. Is the
Rotanasty?
You remember? I think it's forget the train name. I can find you the information. Okay. Yes. Okay. If
we can talk about this later.
Okay. I don't see why you cannot charge more.
Yeah, right.
I think okay, how much you charge is depend on market price.
But there is such a thing as cotton pricing index. And I'm just wondering what that means.
Okay.
I don't know whether how well it applies to final finished product, you know, rolled gold versus
prices are approved for marketing by the FDA.
Yes. We it's not an issue for us. Okay. We maybe Mike was saying, right, so we call it sell finished products. So the cotton price is just like part of the maybe.
I think we have to, you know, conclude this talk. Please help me thank Hans once again. Again, you can continue.